Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Akee. Thanks for checking in. Here's what's happening now in the news. Caroline Kennedy won't be replacing Hillary Clinton in the Senate. Kennedy has taken her name out of the running due to personal reasons. At one time, Kennedy was considered a front runner for Clinton's seat. Another jump in jobless claims have matched a 26-year high. This week's total, 589,000. Combined with another round of layoffs, these figures could really weigh the stock market today. Microsoft announced that it is slashing up to 5,000 jobs. Intel is cutting up to 6,000 positions, and retailer Williams-Sonoma is cutting 1,400 positions by the end of this month. Doing it his way, President Obama is expected to hand down orders today on terror war conduct. Topping the list, the closing of the detention camp in Guantanamo within a year. According to a senior administration official and a congressional aide, Obama will sign two other executive orders today. Those will ban the use of torture and review the treatment of terror suspects. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton starts her first full day at the State Department. Clinton was approved by the Senate 94-2 yesterday. Clinton was welcomed to her new job by State Department employees this morning. Today is the 36th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. That is the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Tens of thousands of people on both sides of the issue are expected to mark the day with rallies and other events. There's the March for Life event in Washington and a vigil outside the Supreme Court supporting abortion rights. The Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Beverly Hills, and the late Heath Ledger is expected, as expected, earned a Best Supporting Actor nomination for his work in The Dark Knight. Brad Pitt's The Curious Case of Benjamin Button was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, including the big one, Best Picture. The Academy Awards will be handed out on February 22nd. And that is a quick look at the headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live for more news from around the world and your updates throughout the day.